You are listening to The Weekend Chapter on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Thank you so much for staying with us right here on Adventist World Radio, powered by the SID Media. It is still The Weekend Chapter, and right now we're getting straight into our movers and shakers. And you know how we do it. This is where we get to talk to all those people who are making an impact in society. And of course, this evening, I'm joined by a lady who's doing some phenomenal work out there in Harare, Zimbabwe. She is the founder of Mothers of Special Heroes. Yes, Mothers of Special Heroes, MOSH, an organization that is taking care of children with neurodevelopmental challenges. All right, so that is none other than my sister Chantel Shangari. So let me take this opportunity to welcome her to the show. Sister Chantel, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Marvin.
Ah, amazing. Nice to have you on the show. So I understand, Sister Chantel, that MOSH was born out of a personal experience after your son's home accident resulted in a neurodevelopmental condition. So maybe if you can walk us through that journey and how it motivated you to advocate for other families.
Okay, thank you, Marvin. Yes, MOSH truly inspired me to start the MOSH movement after my son had a home accident that led to a neurodevelopmental condition. I realized firsthand the challenges families face, emotional, educational, and social. I also saw how isolating it could be and how little guidance or support was available. That experience lit a fire in me to not only help my own child, but to also create a community and resource for other parents navigating similar challenges.
Okay. So for those who may not know, MOSH, how would you describe its core mission in simple terms?
Okay. In simple terms, MOSH exists to support families raising children with neurodevelopmental conditions. We provide guidance, advocacy, education, awareness, empowerment projects for the caregivers and the mothers. And also, we also work with the government so that we can also close the gap between the community and the legislators. We also thrive to make sure every parent feels supported and empowered.
Oh, okay. Oh, I see. All right. So what kind of gap did you see in Zimbabwe's disability support system that you think Mothers of Special Heroes was created to fill?
Oh, okay. After my own experience, I discovered that there are a lot of children who are like my own son, who have autism, cerebral palsy, ADHD, etc. And I used to visit hospitals and talk to mothers of these children. Some of them have been left by their husbands. They don't have emotional support, and they've been blamed of witchcraft by their in-laws. And I realized there's a gap in our community. People don't understand neurodevelopmental disorders is a condition that is scientific. They actually think it's as a result of rituals or witchcraft, and so it has created a problem or a crisis that, such that people do not even seek proper medical services like physiotherapy, speech therapy, because they feel they need to visit the traditional healers or church prophets so that they can get healing. So when I looked around, I saw that while they are great intentions, there were very few structured support systems for families of children with neurodevelopmental conditions. Parents are often left to figure things out alone. Schools lacked proper training, like, for example, in Africa, even in Zimbabwe, if you find that we call a school an inclusive school because there's a ramp and probably rails in the toilet so that people who are physically disabled can actually use those facilities. But an inclusive school is one that can accommodate someone with neurodevelopment conditions. So I noticed we still have a gap. We really need to do a lot of awareness and a lot of programs and also policy changes so that at least our nation can be a neurodiverse friendly one like most of the countries in the developed world.
Wow, I guess like you rightfully put it, there are so many myths associated with this particular condition, especially in children. And you as an organization, you are trying to demystify that. So what kind of steps are you taking to ensure that, you know, you get rid of all these myths and, you know, superstitions, you know, around this?
We have done some seminars in quite a number of towns across Zimbabwe, maybe 8 or 9 towns, and we also have disability awareness expos. We also have a Facebook page that we always post information about neurodevelopmental conditions. We also have a support group for the mothers who have these children with neurodevelopmental conditions so that they can also have emotional support and they can also feel that they are not being left out. So currently we are actually preparing for a mega seminar in Harare, which is going to be dubbed Moshi Zimbabwe National Autism Seminar on the 24th of April, because April is the Autism Awareness Month. And such events actually help a lot of people to understand better this, these neurodevelopmental conditions. But as an Adventist, I would also want to appeal to our own leadership that we be given the opportunity to train even church leaders and parents in churches, because we also have a lot of stigma and discrimination in churches that I've also experienced as a mother of a special child. So I hope our leadership will also consider giving us an opportunity to carry out workshops and seminars in Seventh-day Adventist churches, as I have quite a number of reports of parents who leave their children at home because they say they'll be making noise in church or they are different from others. So I don't want my child to be seen by people. So a lot of awareness really is needed, not only in Zimbabwe, but also in our church.
Yeah, you know what? I think I still remember how you shared your story when we were at the RC exhibition sometime last year. And you spoke so passionately how at one time you were discouraged and it affected your spiritual life. You were no longer attending church because somebody said something when you were at church about your child. And that affected you a lot. And so what made you to come back, and not just come back, but come back strong?
Yeah, for some time I stopped going to church because a church member told me to go outside and sit with my son outside, so because my son was disturbing people and they could not hear the word properly. And I felt like I've been discriminated or I've been chased out of the church. And I didn't, you know, when you're just seated alone with your child and you'll be asking yourself, so, am I going to be leading such a life whereby I go to church but I can't go inside and be like any other congregant? I have to sit outside and be with my son. But then after some time, when I started the MOSH movement, I decided, no, I have to go back and also share my experiences and teach our church members on how to accept and also include people with neurodevelopmental conditions, because this world that we live in is becoming more inclusive. If you check United Emirates, they have introduced flights that have rooms that accommodate children with neurodevelopmental conditions, and they actually have a compartment which has a sensory room, so that when you have a child with neurodevelopmental conditions or a child with autism on board, they can actually use those rooms to calm down and so on. So if you see big corporates like the Emirates actually taking a step to actually combat autism spectrum disorder, I think as an organization, as a country, as a church, we should also make sure that we take this seriously. We have leaders and influencers who are very rich in the world, who have autism, and if we don't support our own in our churches or in our country, we might lose people, individuals that are meant to bring a lot of change to our world. We have Bill Gates, we have Elon Musk. Those are big figures that have come out in the open that they have autism, and they got proper support and nurturing, and today they are big names in the world. So I also pray that maybe we can be a church that includes, that accepts, that accommodates people with neurodevelopmental conditions, so that at least we can also be able to make sure that people do not go away because of the way we treat them. But we must be the leading church in terms of accommodating these individuals.
Wow, amazing. Powerful, powerful testimony right there. So, of course, you are carrying out seminars as well, what you call Bridging the Gap seminars, and they've been widely praised. What has been like one of your most powerful feedback that you have had so far?
Oh, okay. Most teachers are actually, they are happy to know that there's an organization that is doing this, and they have actually requested that we do more of these workshops and seminars, because they meet a child who is like that in the classroom and they don't know how to best give them support or nurture them to be their best self. So we are getting also feedback from international organizations in Tanzania, Kenya, and Rwanda, who also follow the work that we are doing in terms of seminars and awareness. And some of them are actually they are volunteering to come and also share what they are doing in their country. And for our next seminar in April, we actually have a speaker from Rwanda and three speakers from South Africa, which shows that people have been watching the powerful work being done by Mothers of Special Heroes.
Wow. Okay. So in anything you know that you can do, there are always going to be challenges. So what could be some of the challenges that you're facing in your organization at the moment?
First and foremost, the biggest challenge that we have had as an organization is people actually giving us an ear whenever we approach them, especially people who are in business, when we approach them for support. Because some of these workshops, awareness expos, they need support from the corporate world, from business people, and from individuals. I think some people may not take it seriously because they haven't experienced children who have neurodevelopmental conditions, and also these myths and beliefs that people have. I think they are actually blinding them from understanding us when we approach them. So the biggest challenge has been getting positive response from people we approach, particularly in our own country in Zimbabwe. And then we also have a challenge in funding. Funding has always been a challenge, as specialized programs and training require resources, and we end up charging for people to attend these seminars, because at the end of the day, our speakers, our experts that we bring from other countries and from other sectors actually need to be paid. And at the end of the day, we have to charge these seminars, which makes it difficult for the targeted group, which is the parents and the caregivers, to attend, because most of them cannot even afford to take their children for therapy, let alone attend these seminars that will be charged probably $30 to $50. So our biggest challenge in making sure that we facilitate these seminars and workshops has been funding. And also we have been struggling to actually penetrate certain institutions because of probably the processes that are needed to get to certain institutions, so that we can fully have this these educational and awareness programs in all the spheres of life. But despite these challenges, the impact we see keeps us going.
Amazing. So what is your long-term vision for Mothers of Special Heroes?
In the next 5 to 10 years, I actually envision MOSH as a national reference point for families and professionals alike, a hub for training, advocacy, and support. I hope we will influence policy, expand access to specialized services, and ensure that every child with neurodevelopmental condition in Zimbabwe has the opportunity to reach their maximum potential.
Beautiful stuff. So, of course, like I did see in the beginning of the program, you're inspired because of what had happened to your son. So just out of curiosity, how is your son now, and what kind of life is he living? Is he being able to live a very, very normal life?
Okay, Marvin, I would actually want to say I want to thank God and people around me, my husband and his relatives, for the support, because most mothers face a lot of discrimination and rejection after they have children with neurodevelopmental conditions. After the accident, Tajuona Ishe was not responsive at all. After falling into a bucket of water, he had a brain damage, a severe one, and he could not do anything. At 10 months, you expect a child to be crawling, to be playing, to be trying to stand up. But for Tajuona, he could not do anything. He could not see, he could not smile, he could not move any of his limbs. He was non-responsive. But I got a lot of support from relatives, especially from my husband's side. And I managed to take my son for physiotherapy. And we did it in such a way that even after the sessions, we would continue doing it at home. And it helped crush my son a lot. Now Tajuona Ishe can walk and can run, despite the fact that the doctor who had done the scan, he had said he would not walk. I'm happy to say today, Tajuona Ishe can walk, he can run. He can do a lot of things independently, including bathing, using the bathroom, etc. And we are trying to discover and nurture a talent that will also help him in future, because I may not always be there to be helping him. So Tajuona Ishe is now 14. He turned 14 yesterday. And I expect, I see a very intelligent person in my son. I also see potential in my son. And I hope systems and policies will also help us, so that at least he can reach his maximum potential.
We do thank the Lord for what he has done in the life of this young man, and we pray that he continues to excel. So, of course, coming back to you, you are someone who has got first-hand experience as far as dealing with a child with a challenge like this is concerned. So what would you want to say to fellow parents, mothers, fathers who are raising children with neurodevelopmental problems?
Okay, to mothers and fathers, I want to say, I always say to mothers, because normally they are the ones left with the burden to look after the child, But today I'm going to say to mothers and fathers, because we cannot continue excluding them from this. They must also be part of the child, despite the challenges that we face after a child has been diagnosed with these conditions. To mothers and fathers, I want to say, you are not alone. Your child is capable. Your love and advocacy make a difference. And seeking support is not a strength. Is a strength, not a weakness. Never underestimate the power of persistence and believing in your child's potential.
Seeking support is not a weakness, it's actually a strength. So, of course, being an organization, you probably are seeking for support as well from all the people listening to you across the SID region. So what kind of support would you want them to give to you in this organization, Mothers of Special Heroes?
They can reach us through our Facebook page, through our website. The contact details on all the social media handles that we have. We have Facebook, and we also have the X handle, and we are also on our website, Mothers of Special Heroes. It's there, and if possibly, if I can share my phone number, even if it's there on the social media platforms.
Okay, no problem. You can go ahead.
Okay, our number is 0773-618-337. I'll repeat again, 0773-618-337. And our email is info@mothersofspecialheroes.org.
And obviously, if you are out of Zimbabwe, if you are not in Zimbabwe, make sure that you do prefix that number with +263. So, Mothers of Special Heroes doing some amazing, amazing work. So, as we conclude, allow me to take this opportunity to thank you so much, Sister Chantel, not only for coming through to the program, but I want to thank you for remaining strong. You know, you could have cracked, you could have been crying, you could have fallen apart, you could have gone into depression, but you decided to remain strong. You decided to turn lemon into lemonade, and that is amazing. So I just want you to know that you are an inspiration to so many mothers who are out there.
Thank you, Marvin. I decided to turn my pain into power.
Amazing, amazing, powerful story right there from Sister Chantel Shangari. And of course, hopefully that the Lord continues to open more doors and lift you to greater heights. Thank you so much for coming through to the Weekend Chapter right here on Adventist World Radio, powered by the SID Media.
You are listening to the Weekend Chapter on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.